talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, young lovers and old perverts, husbands and wives, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, or the great 26 in the sky. But one thing we still are, until the machines take over, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I hear an A? Women.
Hey, women.
I want to welcome you to the 26th wedding anniversary of Prince Charming, Max, and me. And we are here. This is one of the few shows of the year when Max actually sits next to me on a chair. And, well, you always get to talk. You just usually like to be back there at the bar.
Yeah.
Right. This time you're all dressed up in the tuxedo that he wore for our actual wedding 26 years ago.
Pretty good, huh?
There he is. Look at that handsome guy with the champagne getting drunk already so he can go through with the marriage. Yes, 26th wedding anniversary. One of the symbols is photographs. Oh, yeah. Okay, we are dancing.
Are we showing the photographs?
We're showing photographs.
There's
some
photographs right there.
And thank you, Harry Sapien, for moving the photographs along. Yeah. Yes, cutting the cake. And by the way, my skirt, or whatever you call it, slip, actually.
This is a
crinoline petticoat thing that I wore under my wedding dress. And Anna, thank you, Anna, for putting flowers all over it, because roses are another symbol of the 26th wedding anniversary, as is jade. Very strange symbols. Nothing like easy, like silver, you know, last year. Anyway, we're trying. And so I want to give a hand to Anna and Miguel and Phoenix Dawn, helping to put together a beautiful womb room. Oh, yeah, baby, decorate my womb room with jewelry. And we're very excited to be here at all, you know, being as old as we are. And to, you know, kind of speak up for marriage, right? lawfully wedded.
No. The thing is about love, everybody falls in love and they fall out of love. They're in love, and there's new love, there's another love. When you're in love, that's it. They're done.
But there's different kinds of love,
there's different kinds of love.
I do
nice,
have to
peaceful,
say, because, you know, people you can know, fall in
sexy,
love for a short while.
Kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. This is monogamish love, bonobo love right. between two people who right. spend their lives together, have sex.
Mm-hmm, I love her too. Mm-hmm, yeah.
And yeah. keep it hot by having a lot of bonobo sapiens around us that we interact with, you know, erotically. And I don't know, it's not a formula that works for everybody, but it's worked for us and played for us all these years. So, you know, we still love being together. That's how we spent our actual anniversary, which was 2 days ago, just in bed.
Yes. That's how
yes,
we did.
Indeed. And so tonight we are here with you. And we're very excited because, you know, much as we love to be together, no couple is an island. And, you know, you gotta have your peeps. You gotta have your community. I don't know about family. It's a little different. I mean, it depends. But you gotta have your community. And so I really just want to give a hand to everybody here before I introduce you all. But first, I want to give a toast to Captain Max, who steers this ship through
stoned and drunk.
Stormy weather, you know. Nothing to
there
do with Trump
go.
There.
We're
although
there.
We have Trump right here.
I've been keeping an eye on
yes,
him.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And that is Mistress Porcelain Midnight.
I did some CBT with some a little bit of tape down here.
Yes, she taped him up with pink tape to match the roses. And
that might be much more than he deserves.
Uh-huh.
By the way,
I agree.
That's a very famous penis. I want to tell you a little story about
okay.
it. We were busted years ago, the LAPD. And anyway, there's a long story to it. Anyway, she takes the cops to court.
Yeah.
Her.
Legally
okay.
blonde.
This little fucking blonde chick, right?
Federal court, by the way.
Yeah, federal court.
Where you're not allowed to have cameras, which is why Trump wants to have his right. stormy stuff there.
Yeah. And so she goes, and finally the judge, the worst judge in the federal court, says, young lady, you're lucky with all that glitter you
I
had on
then.
That they didn't shoot you. Case dismissed. And so they threw the case out. Susan says, no, well, fuck that. So she writes up a whole case against them and to the 9th District Court of California. And the cops call, and they go, all right, all right. We want to settle. In the courtroom, the police goes, what is this?
It didn't have the Trump face.
Yeah. It didn't have the Trump face. He says, can you tell us, Ms. Block, what this is? And Susan says,
Dr. Block, please.
Did they call you Dr. Block? Oh, okay.
No, they didn't. They kept calling me Ms. Block.
Right, Ms. Block.
And,
right.
And I said, that is a phallically shaped pillow.
And the jury just broke down. They couldn't take it anywhere. It's 4 days of this nonsense, okay? And she won the case. And I was a fugitive at the time in France. And the cops knew that. Not for anything bad, just for publishing. And
and failure to appear.
Yeah, and failure to appear. Fuck you. So I worked the deal with the DA, this woman. And it's like, Max, you know, they got this file like this on me. And where are you? I'm in France. Which are you? A fugitive? Oh, I know. You know.
Hi, Mark. Yeah.
So anyway, that's what that penis. That penis really, really did the case in.
He did.
Touch it.
Oh yeah. I mean, but it's now become Trump because Trump is a big dick with a little penis.
Oh, wait a minute. Do I? Yes. Yeah, would you like a penis?
You could do
okay,
things.
So
he's got a gag in his mouth right now. It's actually also a penis. And devil horns. Okay.
I just wanted to tell the story.
You did.
This pink penis.
This is your night.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well,
that's
I told
right.
that story.
You can tell stories.
No. You want to know more stories? No, you don't.
Let me introduce a few people.
Yeah,
because they're talking
yeah,
already.
They're already talking.
Okay, so this is Professor Oni over here with the saxophone.
Hi, guys.
And, you know, he's a great bondage master and shibari and kenbaku bondage, but you seem like you are in bondage tonight to your saxophone.
I am kind of in bondage to my saxophone.
Yes.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, this was made in 26 also, but 1926. Uh-huh. So I like old things because I'm an old thing. When you say dirty old man, that's me.
Okay.
Old pervert, that's me.
I said
me.
Old pervert. Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
I wanted to be gender neutral.
But I really, unfortunately, didn't have a lot of time, but I had to come up here and at least say hello and congratulations
okay,
to you
and
guys.
Okay, and you should play along with people talking.
I will do that then. We'll have to figure out how to make that happen.
Do some,
I'll noodle.
I'll noodle.
Yeah, noodle.
Right.
Strum, so then I'll ask this often and I'll start noodling.
Okay. But I want to just one second come back to Mistress Porcelain, since she was providing the puppet show with the Trump penis, and just say I'm so excited to have Mistress Porcelain here. First of all, she was at our anniversary last year for the 25th, and she is just a very, very dynamic mistress and the headmistress of Midnight Manor down in San Diego. And she will be my co-judge at DomCon 2018, which is we're judging the pet show.
Pet
so
show.
All you dogs, horny dogs and pussies,
lots of pussies,
come on over, tigers, and we'll judge you somehow. I mean, I'm usually not judgmental, but in this case, I guess we're gonna be. So it's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me again.
And
thank you. I love being on your show.
You are a multiple Susie Award winner.
Thank you.
And so you have your I Want a Susie button. And,
thank you.
And especially, she gives the best Bonobo Way book spankings. Many
I
other
do.
Things as well, but
I
have a partialness to that.
Thank you.
So, yes.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Mistress Porcelain. She's just such a lady.
Thank you.
And I now want to welcome Goddess Lilith.
Thank you for having me again.
Yes, Goddess Lilith was just here with us last week, and oh my Goddess Lilith. She sort of took a while to simmer, but then, ooh, my Lord. We peed all over Trump last week is what we did. It was the dominatrixes against Donald Trump, run by Mistress Tara. And Goddess Lilith was here for the first time and kind of quiet in the beginning. But then when Trump laid out, you just, whoa, you have a lot of bladder strength and control.
Yeah, I definitely had to go.
Very impressed. Yeah, that was great.
I was waiting all night for that.
And the nails, the way you, oh, look at those nails. Well, welcome back, Lilith. She
we
has
love Lilith.
Sex with demons.
Lilith is my little partner in
oh,
crime.
Really? Okay, okay, good.
We're very good friends. Mm. Her and I film. We do a lot of filming together. We just did some clips for sale, and I want clips. And then she comes to session at my dungeon at the Midnight Manor in San Diego.
You know, this is
we're the evil twins. We have an evil twin series that we're doing right now.
Brings people together.
Yes,
love and work and play.
Can I get a drink from the bar?
And drinks that also brings people together. Okay, so...
please help someone.
Yeah, feel free to blow. Just blow away. Yeah, and look at Phoenix. Phoenix is my other groom, just in case this one ditches me. She looks really hot in her little tuxedo outfit there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now we have Jack Friday. Look at him, all cowboyed out.
Heidi ho there, partner.
Yay.
Hello there, little lady. Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I'm pleasured for sure.
As am I. Uh-huh. We're co-pleasured.
Yes, absolutely. We had a good conversation about Desert Susan last time you were
right.
here and your
thank
service.
Thank you very, very much.
Yeah.
So, you know, thank you for that, and I'm glad you're out and not the one responsible for dropping bombs on Syria right now.
No, they wouldn't trust me with anything that big.
Drop bras, not bombs. Okay, and if you do, let's turn.
I did much more the former. in
You
my
dropped
service.
Bras?
A lot, yeah.
Really?
A lot more bras.
Okay.
Yeah. I was able to, let's say I was able to keep my my gun from discharging inappropriately.
All right. Well, that is good. Shoot the gun between your legs appropriately, consensually, of course.
Damn straight.
Always, right. Yes. And here is Mistress Kara. Oh, my goddess.
Well, hello there. Thank
Look
you.
Look at you. Look at this outfit. Excuse me.
I
you
got to
stand up a moment.
Look
here.
At the shoes.
I mean, wow.
Look at these shoes.
Look at the shoes. The shoes totally match
so
the theme. And, of course, you can never go wrong with basic black. And, of course, your Facebook cannot shoot the upper... It's quadrant.
Very
right. No, it's okay. I mean, we can look. Whoa, you got some nipples, baby. Okay. Mm, yeah, and yeah, Phoenix yeah. is already
I love Phoenix.
Nibbling. And, you know, she's got this little tuxedo outfit. Can
she's
you stand
so
up in your
cute.
Tuxedo outfit for
yeah,
a moment,
and
please?
Don't
Does she have a to-do list on your... Mm. It says to-do?
To oh, do, yeah. She's, cute. You know, our lovely assistant. This is
how do I get on
not
that
an
to-do
intern,
list?
Yeah. But you know, you wish you could have an assistant like this. And really, she's produced this show. You know, getting in touch with y'all and making everybody feel welcome. And she's just a hostess with the mostess. Yeah, Phoenix, and she is going to have a rematch with you, and I think
yes.
that would be fun to watch Definitely some wrestling rematch. Women, right? Naked wrestling women?
Naked wrestling women.
Yeah, hot ones. This, these.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. Thought you'd like
Are we
going
to have to twist your arm?
Yeah, we're gonna Max, don't think about it, just say yes.
Yes, I would like that.
What is in the middle of the floor? Is that a... Oh, it's
a
rose
petal.
Oh, thank you for the rose
petal.
Yes. Here, we'll throw some more.
Well, you could cover her nipple up with it.
No, we don't. Oh, no.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Just to
so
make it Facebook
right
friendly.
Behind Phoenix Facebook. Is the lovely and amazingly talented songstress, Elena Raines.
Hi.
Oh.
Is that my
Good
con?
Evening.
Listen to that little hi. That belies what a powerful singer she really is. You are amazing. And you've
Thank
been
you
here
God.
A couple of times. She was here at the Lupercalia, where, mm-hmm. you know, we celebrate the original Valentine's Day with lots of whacking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was an honor to be flogged while singing.
Flogged
Let
and
me just
stripped
say,
and, oh, God.
Torn apart. I think my ass is still red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. give her a little flourish there. Whoa. All right. Woo.
All right. Woo.
That sounds steamy. Yeah, really. You guys should network.
Yeah.
Musical pervert.
Let's collaborate.
I like it.
Yeah, you're putting together a burlesque show with singing and
I am, yeah.
stripping and music.
I am for the Hollywood Fringe Festival, and it's going to be a benefit for the Sex Workers Outreach Project. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When is that
going
to be?
Oh,
I am there.
In
sex
the
workers need our help right yeah. now. I mean, whether you're a sex worker yeah. or you're just... I mean, we're all sex workers or sex players. And
it's banned to advertise on the internet
everywhere.
Anymore. But not in
Advertise
print.
In our print media.
Not in print.
That's
so.
Right.
Are you going to have it this month or next month?
It's going to be in June. It's going to be... There's five different shows. So if you want to follow, it's my Instagram's at ELENA RAYN. And that's where I have the link. It's the Hollywood Fringe Festival. So if you look up that site, it's there as well.
That's
so,
great.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Keep that
well,
on account.
You know, we've been talking about the horror of SESTA. And FOSTA, and you know, and how they're not at all to helping with stopping trafficking. In fact, they make it worse, as well as simply censor the whole goddamn internet. You know, and
well, that's all ultimately what they want. And sex is always the first thing,
right?
And there's another problem, and then there's another problem, and people get very used to it. There's a problem. You've got to keep people from talking.
Yes, no, well...
You can't let that happen.
We can't let that happen. And we come from a time before the internet where people actually talked to each other without the help of electronic devices. It is a possible thing. But these electronic devices are not private. We all should know that. But, you know, they've been kind of playing with us. Anyway, now they're censoring us in a big way, and they're harming sex workers, as well as Johns and Jills and people that patronize sex workers that have to meet them in the street. I mean, what the fuck? You know, that is just crazy and wrong, and, you know...
It's all dangerous. It's all this awfulness, that these right-wing... We've had a right-wing coup in this country by religious people. Okay?
But they're stepping on his balls.
And we can talk about Trump, and we can talk about all these people. But the world right now is owned by about 12 families. Okay? We got to find out where they are. And we have to expose them, because they're...
Unfortunately, where they are is they're using sex workers in private. And
right,
not
of course.
Being... Right. Honest about any of it. They're stealing porn and they're not paying for it, and that's where they are.
Yeah.
And well, anyway, there is an organization, and I have it up on my website, that is paying $25,000 to any sex worker who's had sex with anybody in Washington, you know, whether they're lobbyists or they're congresspeople. Congresspeople are the best. somebody in the White House, perhaps, you know. Tell your story. Me too. You know, it's time. It's time.
Absolutely.
All right. Wow. Speaking of time, Facebook cameras should not be showing Mistress Kara's crotch right now. It is... it's covered, but Phoenix's fingers are in it.
So we can continue.
We're going to just continue our introductions.
With the attention on myself.
Panties match today's theme, pink theme.
Moving right along... But I do want to just say thank you to Elena for doing this benefit, because that is really, you know, what we all need to be doing. And I next want to introduce this lovely young couple by me.
How are we doing today, guys?
Oh, good. And you're the new one in town. This
I brought
is
a new boy.
Lexi Lore. We all remember her from last week.
We have memories.
And she just, you know, really wowed us. And we had to have her back. That's it. And she says, well, I'm going to bring my other boyfriend. You know, she was here with Eric John, who we love and have known for a long time. Another one of our favorite old perverts.
Right.
And, you know, and then there's Lexi, who was with him. And now explain the nature of your relationship here and what's going on.
He doesn't look like the same guy as last time.
No, he's a different guy.
No, I'm a little bit younger, just a little bit. But the nature of our relationship, we were dating before she got into the porn business. And I carried on with her. I thought it was a really good career choice. And she's actually become quite successful at it. She's really good at what she does.
She is.
That is sex. That is sex.
So when did you two get together?
We actually got together almost a year ago. It'll be a year and a month.
Oh, wow. So, that's a long time when you're 19. I mean, how old are you?
I'm 22.
You're 22. So. You're an old man already. She's 19. She's not allowed to drink.
I like them older.
Yeah, I guess so.
Much older and a little bit older.
You should look over here, then, young lady. Much older. Yeah,
there you
go.
There you go. He's got the septum, so it's okay.
Give yourself a flourish now.
You know what they say about a man who's good at the sax?
Yeah, he blows his horn.
Good at his sax.
Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
Yeah, right. Let's have sax. So, Lexi, you're busy girl. You really are, and you look, you know, kind of dressed up tonight. Last time you were in jeans and you had your sneakers on. You made Eric worked to get to see
occasion,
those tootsies.
You know.
Yeah.
I dressed up for you.
Yeah? Oh, thank you, sweetie.
You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I look like a wedding cake, right? Well, are you guys ever going to get married?
Y'all count it.
Okay.
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
Marriage. We're going to get married, all right.
Marriage is always the
answer. Going to get married. I recommend it. I don't think it's for everybody, actually. For some people, it sucks. There's no reason everybody needs to get married. It's kind of a fetish. You know, it's a thing. It's
I 100% agree. I do.
It's a fetish for some people that it works and they kind of make it work, and it works for
that's
us.
Good.
You know?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's good. What do you mean? It's good. For 26 years.
I say if they get married, they should do it on the show and I'll officiate it.
Oh, yay.
Agree.
Well. Okay.
Hottest wedding ever.
Mm-hmm.
Second hottest wedding ever.
Well, I am a Universal Life Church minister, but I'm sure you are too.
We can both do it. We'll do a duel.
There you go.
Duel.
I would
share.
Be honored.
Duel.
That's a good bonobo girl. All right. Mistress Porcelain, you are just... You have to show us your outfit now.
So I'm wearing Louboutins with some spikes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have on a beautiful dress.
A dress.
It's Gucci, Chanel, I don't know, and leather dress.
Gucci, Chanel. Can you stand up, please?
I most certainly can.
Thank you. Hubba hubba. Wow. Yeah. And a waist cincher. Very nice. And, of course, her buttons, I Want a Susie, and Femocracy Now.
And, of course, all of that awesome inside the dress.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, thank
very,
you.
Very, very nice.
Very, very nice.
Thank
very,
you.
Very
mm-hmm.
nice.
And I just want to kind of introduce some of the other people who are gathered around here. We have the gas mask girls over there, and there they are, looking gorgeous. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And look at this, Leticia. You look very nice here. Oh, my pleasure.
Wearing
We're going to see
latex.
You tied up. Wearing your latex. Nice. Where's your mask?
Latex Latinas working with gasmaskgirls.com.
Okay. Oh, no pants. Okay. Okay, no pants. How's
Here's
the Facebook
the
camera? Okay.
Okay.
No pants. No pants.
No pants. But, you know, she's
no
got
pants,
a little thong
ass.
Thing.
No pants, on. But all ass.
All ass. All, we like that ass.
All right.
And now?
I think he has to leave.
Okay.
I'm really sorry. Yeah, I got to run to another gig. But again, thank you for bringing me here.
Thank you for
I really
coming.
Appreciate
yeah.
it. And have a wonderful rest of your fun. I'll watch it when I get home.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Sure.
And I'll probably touch myself.
Yes, do that.
No, I'll definitely
please.
Touch myself.
Yes, watch it.
Be safe.
On drsusanblock.tv. Mm-hmm. Mm. And there's Danny Dawson up there. Hello, Danny Dawson. Yay. Look at her. And I see some other people, but there's lights in my eyes.
Ron's hiding back there.
Ron Jeremy.
Ron.
Oh, my goddess. Here he is. Hello, Ron. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Hi there,
oh.
folks.
Hi, Ron.
I'm the mayor of Bonobo.
Bill.
mm-hmm. Which entitles you to free lunches at the cafeteria. And no, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I think your T-shirt is inside out.
Okay. Well, at least I like the pants are better than the green ones, definitely.
Yeah, the green
Who
ones.
Who needs a mic?
You should give those up.
Yeah. I'm not known for my fashion statements.
The green pants are more famous than you are.
Mm. Look, okay. I've been a monkey for many years, so the bonobos, I have no choice. You know?
That's right. Well, welcome back, and here you are. And who else is out there
Happy
that wants to be
by the
introduced?
Way, guys.
Circa.
Oh. Thank you, Ronnie.
Tammy's out there.
Tammy.
She's always here for every anniversary.
Oh, you're still here. She was another one that said she had to leave early. No,
oh,
I see that blonde hair back there.
Looks a little like Tammy.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Tammy.
Oh.
Is that Tammy? Yeah.
No.
No, it's somebody else.
I don't know, but we should bring her
here. It's a cute blonde back there. It looks like Tammy, but maybe somebody else. You should come over here, cute blonde.
Come. Whoever you
Who's
are,
this?
Please come.
Oh!
Hello! Wow!
The cute.
I know who you
the
are.
Cuddler.
The cuddler.
Wait, where's your microphone here?
Oh, can somebody give her? Here you go.
Okay. I just made a flash appearance because you saw my blonde head
yes.
in the back. Hi.
This is Christine Hepburn. You want to sit down on Trump's balls? Is that what you want to do?
Whose balls?
Yeah. Trump's balls.
I would like to sit on Trump's balls.
You want to sit on Trump's balls? Okay, go right ahead.
Yeah,
it's got balls that are going to be
sucked. Just looking at that.
I'm not feeling very charismatic, but that's okay.
No, you're doing fine.
I mean, how could anyone be charismatic on Trump's balls, right?
But look at these shoes. They're very charismatic.
Yes, almost sort of. I didn't think about it when I put them on, but, you know, sort of clitoral in their, like, vulva fold.
Yes, they do look
very nice.
Very vulva fold-like.
Right? See, I mean, or leaf-like, but also like a vulva, because leaves are like vulvas also,
They're
right?
also a comedian, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Tell
That's
jokes.
Why I'm laughing.
Yeah, yeah. She's a comedian and she's a cuddler.
And a cuddler.
She's a, professional cuddler.
Yeah.
That's great.
Could you come over
and
cuddle me?
I like the combo. She makes you laugh, then cuddles you. That's good.
I love being stroked.
She's wearing cuddly material.
Yeah, soft. It's soft. I love your dress. You look so beautiful when I came in. Congratulations on your anniversary. I was in awe when I saw it.
You're beautiful.
Really?
Uh-huh. Anniversary song.
How about him?
He
looks sharp.
Yeah.
You showed up in your. I like your.
You look studly.
Tux jacket.
I look what?
Studly.
And I think also, that you're in your tux in an understated way that allows your woman to shine.
Well, this is my old tux from when I got married.
In your fetishistic marriage.
I recently
manly.
I recently became a little pregnant.
I made him put the flower here.
I think that's a great touch.
But otherwise, it fits good.
Yes. You know? That's right. You look good, darling. All right.
And I have flip pants just in case somebody squirts.
And here
I was going to ask you, what's going on with those pants?
Lilith. Hello, Lilith.
Lilith.
We got Lilith next to Lilith here. We've got two Liliths.
Would you like
her? She's goddess Lilith.
Yeah, she's a goddess.
Well, hello, I'm Lilith Lust. Very nice to meet you. Lilith, Lilith. It's a very big honor.
Lilith Lust and goddess Lilith.
Yes. I do have one quick question.
Sure.
I would like to make an announcement about next month.
Next month.
With AdultCon.
AdultCon.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm appearing at AdultCon next month, May 11th, 12th, and 13th.
All right, then. But you can't go because you all have to go to DomCon.
That's right.
So I'm sorry, but I trump.
I would like
no,
to go.
No. Not, I'm trumping even Trump here.
I'm going to be teaching a class.
So am I.
Yeah.
So people have to show up.
Oh,
you know.
You've got to give me an invitation.
When is your class? Yes. I hope it's not the same time as mine.
So my class is going to be Tuesday. It's an industry class. And we're going to be teaching about all the 2018 laws and how they affect your business as a pro-dom, a dungeon worker, sex worker. So we're going to be teaching all the laws and how it affects.
Well, I'm going to be teaching the bonobo way.
Look who's here.
I'm not teaching anymore. I'm just tripping. I'm tripping.
Hey.
Here, come under my dress and then be born. Look at this. Danielle Watts, brothers and sisters.
Hey, Danielle.
I thought if I didn't write to you today, you would show up. Oh, my goddess. Look who's here. Oh, hello. You must be the live son. Oh, whoops. Okay, knock off my hat. Only you could do that.
Hello, sir. Ooh. How you doing?
Oh, wow.
Nice seeing you guys.
Oh, hey. Thank you for coming. Be Live, Chef Be Live, and Danielle Watts are here. And they're in kind of the appropriate colors. You know, and there's Christine. You know them.
Oh, yeah. You're the son.
And this is your son. You're over here. 18. 25. Okay, good. Good. That's cool. We like children only when they're over 18.
Chef Be Live is one of the...
lean against daddy's legs here.
Leaders of the raw food movement.
Absolutely.
And she is just a great
actress.
Just
one of the leaders of movement. Oh, movement. She's a fucking actress, and she's an amazing actress.
She is.
You've seen her on Django Unchained, and Weeds, and on this show, goddammit. And she's also a Susie Award winner, and so is Be Live. And they're the most bonobo couple so far. And I got to get some more people in here, though. There's not enough people. And I see Goddess Mackenzie Barbie. Oh, baby. Come on. Because look at this outfit. I got to check
that
out.
That dress.
No, no, look at this outfit.
That dress.
Oh, sweetheart. You are divine.
That
and
dress
she's
is
also
gorgeous.
A Susie Award winner for Best Woo. Submissive. And
dress is beautiful.
Look at that dress. Pink, the perfect color.
Beautiful.
Wow. And a baby little sucker thing.
Did you make your little harness?
Whoa.
Oh, it's great.
Nice.
Love it. That's great. We need to get you one.
Oh, my God. Wow, you guys are just amazing looking.
Well, and Ikor's here.
Of course, Ikor's here, and he's into the green. I told you
he's
this.
He's into the green. He's also a great actor.
The colors
and
of,
a rapper. And he's
of the 26th anniversary are Jade and Rose, and he's got Jade going on. But he's a great actor, and you can check him out on various things.
Can I ask you something?
And so, who have I not introduced? There's the Gas Mask Girls, there's Danny, and there's, who's that? Oh, there's
Mr.
John Barrymore.
Barrymore.
John Barrymore of the Barrymore family.
Yep. John was here last
John
show.
John Blythe Barrymore. Come forward, please.
He always
say
shows
something.
Up.
Want to take my
quote Shakespeare
off.
Or something, please.
Last time I saw John, he was eating cake off my boob.
Oh, yeah.
I was telling somebody.
Give him a mic. Give him a mic, please. Yeah. Give him a mic.
And last time you saw me, I had your breast in my mouth, yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
I said my grandfather would have been so proud, and he would have been too, believe me.
Yes. Yes, he would have been. Your grandfather was.
I was telling
a young lover and an old pervert.
I
he did it all.
Exactly.
I was telling somebody about him, and I said, you know what? He's a member of the Douglas family.
The Douglas?
Yeah, well, I'm a little stoned, so
I get
it's okay.
Asked a few times a week if I'm
because you look so much like Michael
and
Douglas.
And I always used to say, I've got my own famous relatives. I don't need him.
Right.
And
right.
then one of my Facebook friends with an Ancestry.com account said, excuse me, but you and Mr. Douglas have a common Dutch ancestor. And my youngest daughter has the full Kirk. My grandfather had a cleft, but she's got the
these long old families always have these long stories.
Yes. The full Kirk.
Everything's out. Well, John, it's so good to have you
it's
here.
Really nice.
This is
it's
your
always a pleasure to
been
see both
to our anniversaries. And
yeah, we've known each other
a
long time.
A lot of people who stayed married for 26 years, but not too many people who stayed in love.
And in lust, baby.
Exactly.
Love and lust. Can't have one without the other. If with us. I mean, you can, actually, as long as you have an understanding that you can play around with it.
Sex, cuddling, joking around, being a little kid, talking baby talk.
Going bonobos. Yeah.
Stop being so fucking serious. Everybody's serious.
Take care of each other.
Hey, Dr.
I'm in love with her. We first met on the, you know, and then
it's our anniversary show. Yeah.
And you came to our anniversary 2 years ago, and that's where we met you.
Absolutely.
Right. That's right.
I think I was giggling and shaking just like I am right now.
And dancing. And you were everywhere. You were
all over the place.
You were all over the place.
And
you were
a lot more since then.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
Well,
we love you so
it's
much.
It's been a great 2 years. That's right. It is our anniversary. Oh. It's our anniversary.
Yay.
It's
the bonobo way.
The
bonobo way.
That's right. Yes. They are amazing people.
Okay, so
Chef B Live, actually, where's the magazine? Oh, yeah. This is all written up, but we're putting it together. It's almost done. It's almost done.
This is just a.
It's almost done.
Yeah, this is a most extraordinary magazine. Hey,
and these guys happen to be the stars of this particular one. But we're going to do magazines for every show.
This is really beautiful.
Oh, thank you. This is about
that's
splashing.
Amazing.
That's my ass.
You can look at it. Show it to the camera.
Here's me as
yeah,
Trump.
Show we can see it on.
Anybody else that's I have great. Not introduced? Hey. I got two Yaleys over there.
Yeah, but they're...
Are they incognito?
They're incognito.
Just
yeah.
say hi.
Actually, one is a filmmaker.
One is a filmmaker.
Did a wonderful documentary not too long ago.
About, you know, the horrible things happening in Congo.
Right.
And she's, you know, done a lot to bring awareness.
And then there's this pervert sitting
And then
next
there's
to
the pervert who's interviewed me. But he's actually a best-selling author
yeah.
and psychologist, and they're both Yaleys. And they,
both Yaleys.
I think they met tonight.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, wait a minute. She wants to share a story. Sure.
Share a story, yeah.
I want to hear about
so
this.
So the pervert you're talking about, we met years ago at a party at Yale, and the way that we met was that I was walking towards the door, and I saw him, and I just spontaneously said, hugs!
This guy here?
And put my arms out, and he was like, hugs! And we hugged each other for a long embrace.
What were you doing? You were also
he's a good
I
hugger.
Was visiting a friend of mine
really?
There. I was just visiting and like auditioning for their theater program. And so I just met him by chance at a party on a Saturday night.
Oh, wow. All
yeah, right. Well, we've talked before. We've talked since then, but we stayed in touch
you,
all these years.
Have you cuddled?
Not since that day.
No, you haven't cuddled yet. Okay.
But well. But you brought us back together.
We did. And by the way, he was speaking at a sex week at Yale. I used to speak at sex week at Yale when they had
How's
it. And Ron did a debate at sex week at Yale.
Yeah, he fell asleep right now.
All right, Ron. You did a debate, remember, with the church.
He's a little old.
It's okay. You're going to lick pussy now.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Actually, here's a song where...
Hey, Dr. Susan.
Ah, another musician.
This is his.
Can you play a little?
Auld Lang Syne.
Play something.
Oh, where's that Facebook camera?
Courtesy of Ron Jeremy, thank you all very much.
Yay!
I did that on CNN once, actually. I did that on Anderson Cooper one time.
He also plays the piano. He's not just a pianist, he's a pianist.
And he raps.
And violin.
And you rap.
Oh, I rapped on one song.
Yeah.
Mike,
He raps, I have a rap sheet.
Okay,
hey,
yes. Yes.
And you've got some phone
Christian
news.
Christian Craves is here.
Christian Craves. Kristen Craves. Come on up here. Kristen is looking more beautiful than ever.
No,
what?
She's not coming up here.
Kristen? No, I'm not talking about the Yaleys who are, you know, trying to keep their Facebook profiles. You know, trying to keep Mark from censoring them. Trying to keep their jobs. Kristen, you were at my anniversary last year, and you look gorgeous. Can we say that you've
you
had
have
work
about
done?
5 minutes?
Oh, my God. Okay, so now we... So say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Graves.
All right, so we've only got 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
So have we introduced everybody that wants to be introduced without boobs in front of them? Okay, because we're about to have boobs. Circa. Hello, Circa. Come on. Say hello.
Love the corset.
It's an amazing.
Hello.
This is an amazing fucking
magazine. It is
such
a pleasure to be back.
The back
here.
Is not done yet, but it's called These Are Our Back Pages. It's called.
You don't mind, right? Okay. All right. So have we introduced everybody else?
So a lot of the. Yeah. See?
Yeah, you got a page for your Raw thing. Yep.
Yes, I believe you have a song.
Yeah. So I think what we really need to do is move the Facebook camera and free the nipple.
Yeah! All right.
We're
going to
free the... No, don't leave. You have to stay and look at my nipples.
What?
You like my nipples.
Why
remember?
Are we doing this at break?
We're doing this
before
the
we
break.
Leave. Okay.
Before the break.
Okay, at break, we're going to
We're not at break yet.
Yeah, at break, we're going to have, before we forget, we're going to have tacos.
Tacos.
Homemade chicken tacos. Okay. Homemade with homemade salsa. And then at midnight...
Are we having pink tacos at midnight?
At midnight, we're having sushi.
Okay.
We're not having pink tacos?
Oh, look who's standing up.
Who's standing up?
The guy...
Oh, would you like to come here, Professor?
Say hello.
Come.
Okay, come on.
Oh, somebody else there.
Come on.
Oh.
Say hello real quick because we have to. Oh. And come on, this is Dr. Scott Barry Kaufman.
More the merrier.
Yale PhD and working on a new book. Can I say what it's about? Yeah, it's the Kaufman hierarchy, like the Maslow hierarchy of stuff. Of what? Of needs. Of needs. We're very
needs.
Excited to find out what our needs are.
Needs.
Where
yes.
is sex on that level?
Yeah, where's sex?
Number one. Give him a microphone. Somebody give him a microphone.
Is there a microphone there? We've lost all our microphones.
What are you doing? Using it them as dildos? Come on.
This is like
who's got a microphone up their ass?
This is like the spoons in the kitchen. They keep disappearing.
What kind of research did you do for your book?
He's working on it now. He's written about creativity already. Bestseller.
Is his microphone on?
Has anyone heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs?
Turn up
yes,
his mic.
I have.
Excuse me. Turn up his mic. What?
Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
You have to talk right.
What do you want to know?
There you go. All right. What is your book about?
What's the most basic need? Air.
Safety.
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 But.
I never have that.
What I want to help people accomplish is exploration.
Exploration. I think we're going to accomplish that tonight. All right. Well, great. Well, this is your first time at this place. You've been to other places.
Yeah, I've never been
here
before.
What do you think? The new Bonoboville.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Well, you can stay up on stage, but we're going to do a Free the Nipple now.
Okay.
Okay, so is everybody ready?
How much time do we have,
Take
Harry?
The Facebook camera
you
away.
We have 5 minutes.
We have 5 minutes, so
Facebook
now we
away.
Need cameras. And it's optional. You don't have to free your nipple, but if you like, absolutely free your nipple. What do you mean, can I? Yes. Now there is
right
no
now.
Facebook camera. Now
you look
we
great.
Are...
Nice
Join us next week when we free the ball sack.
Let's just... those who are freeing the nipple, get in the front row, please. And those who are freeing the nipple, if you're not freeing the nipple, sit back.
I am not going to be...
I know. You're sitting back. I'll be on
I'm
top
sitting.
Of you.
It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, go ahead, free your nipple.
Yes. Move forward if you're freeing the nipple. You can play harmonica a little bit. Okay, well, then
I
we
see
got
man
music.
Nipple.
Oh, man nipple.
Oh,
yes.
Where's the magazine? Give me the magazine.
Man nips.
All right.
And nips. Okay, you could also
magazine?
Free your butt, too, if you want.
This
yeah, I see some butt
copy,
butts so. Being freed. Moon over Bonoboville. Woohoo! Here, why don't you come over here? Oh, well, okay. Oh, yes. And freeing the nipple. Don't get in front of them, but move over here. Come on over here this way if you want to play. And yes, oh yes. Okay, little people stand up. You know, show it off. Get her up. Somebody lift her. Lift her up. Lift up Lexi. Yes, yes, lift up Lexi. Woohoo! Yeah, Lexi Lore, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners.
And this is
we are celebrating.
Our back pages.
Get down, though. You're in front of
it's
me.
It's going to be called
our okay,
back
yeah,
pages.
That's right. Yeah, that's right, sweetie. Just get right between my legs, right here. There you go. There you go.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
These aren't
oh, yeah.
finished yet.
Oh, yeah, babies. Okay, we're celebrating our 26th wedding anniversary with freeing of nipples and butts and beliefs and feelings and just having a beautiful time in our Bonoboville. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Drop bras, not bombs. Shoot the tomahawk missile between your legs and fall in love if you can. And if you can't, well, lust is okay too. Lust is great, as a matter of fact. Yeah, we love lust. Yeah, babies. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Woo! Woo! Don't come yet and away. We'll be right back. Yay! With more Bonoboville Wildness 26th anniversary.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here
lovers
she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Lovers and sinners, we are back at our 26th wedding anniversary Bacchanal. Captain Max.
Hello.
And me. And
hi,
you, all of you beautiful people. I am just so impressed, you know? And you're all my children. Oh, it's so nice. Oh, I feel like grandma. And this is a picture of Max and mostly my relatives and his brother. And don't they look like they're in the mafia, which is really very popular now with our current president. A bunch of Jews and Italians. Right? And so I made them wear morning coats. And so, you know, I mean, I was into that little BDSM thing, the tie around their necks. And then I let them wear the just regular tuxes. And he is still wearing his regular tux.
Still wearing it.
His blazer. And I'm
wearing I never returned it to the
my wedding
place.
Slip. Something old, something new. And this is all of us. A bunch of wedding party people. I just had everyone wear white. I just can't stand it when these bridesmaids say you have to wear this color. And we're all virgins anyway. So we're back. There, we're doing the hurrah. and we are celebrating in Bonoboville. And we don't have the Facebook cameras anymore. And Phoenix Dawn has got her hands full. I can see that. She's in her tuxedo mini booty shorts. And she's dropping stuff already. Somebody's molesting her back there. Hey, sexual harassment going on. Okay, molester and molestee, please come forward. Yes. Ooh. Beauties. That's Kristen Craves. Mm, you're so gorgeous. You've always been gorgeous, but you got gorgeouser.
She's so gorgeous.
She got gorgeouser. She's been at the gym, right? At the gym. Yeah.
Oh.
And doing gym. Okay, so they're bringing a traditional drink, pink, of course, champagne, and yes, the label shall face us. You notice the label, darling.
The label.
That pink champagne.
Yeah, this fine champagne from the Andre's Vineyards.
So we're going to pass this around. And is there anyone who has not been introduced? I feel as though I need to reintroduce Jezebel Sweet. Where is she now? She disappeared.
She's right there.
I know. She's like...
Just a little bit.
Incognito tonight, because last time you were here, you were like a blazing blonde, kind of like Lexi Lore there, and with a guitar, and here you are, a very dazzling, somewhat demure brunette.
You're gonna play the guitar?
She's going to, in a little bit. Yeah. But welcome back.
Hi, it's so nice to be back. Thank you.
Yay. And she played with the guy whose name I try to forget, Corey Feldman.
We all try to forget.
Oh, my goddess. I don't know if I want to get into that tonight. It's our anniversary. But it's, you know, she was one of the great angels, right?
Yes.
And on all kinds of other tabloidist stuff that we will not get into tonight at the moment until we start drinking. So toast to you, my captain.
Ah, yes.
Yes, captain of my heart. Absolutely, you steer our ship of fools for love. Yes, you do. And you steer it well. Because I would be all over the ocean if not for you, darling. I love you so much, baby boy.
Mwah. Our microphones have kissed.
And drink up. Okay. And so I've introduced everybody else, but now I think we should be serenaded, right? You want to be serenated or you want to tell a story?
No, I want to be serenaded right now.
You do? Okay.
But I do want to tell more things later.
Okay. Of course, darling. Okay.
Forget so, my time
so now I have sitting next to me the dazzling Elena Raines, who is going to be doing a benefit for sex workers very shortly. And with Sesta Fosta, we need all of that. And she's an amazing singer who's been here a couple of times, and we're just so excited to have this nightingale. Where's your microphone? You people all need to be spanked for talking without your microphone.
Don't worry, I'll get to
there it.
She's got such a spankable bottom as
so
well.
Bad.
And she is so good at helping us to be bad. And she's a burlesque dancer, singer, amazing songwriter. And if she gets you into the mood for taking it off, do not,
please take it off.
You know, hesitate.
And get off by all
and
means.
And get off by
if
all
that's
means.
What you want.
We will not stand on formalities this evening. Mm-hmm. We all will right. go with the music, yeah. which mm-hmm. be the food all of right. love. And Max and I will be entertained.
I'm turned on. Mm. All right.
We will
so
be entertained.
Before I begin, I'm just going to give a little disclaimer. So this is actually from the burlesque show that I'm putting on The Benefit, and it's about how sex workers are muses for their clients. That's sort of the theme of the show.
Very
so
good.
I'm a muse. I'm a, like a character in this. So this is kind of like a musical theater-y song. So I guess be prepared.
Is there music
you're
that goes
my
with
muse.
It? Or?
Yeah, there's music
okay.
that goes with it. Can you, can you start it over again?
Oh, start it
can
over
Can you start it over?
Oh, start the music again. Over.
Okay. Quiet on the set.
Thank you. In the wild, there exists a phenomenon known as neoteny. Animals retain their adorable infantile qualities well into adulthood. It's sort of a survival mechanism. In humans, we see this as well, especially in women. They use their natural assets to get what they need in this world, if you know what I mean. Everybody dance with me.
Ooh, what an asset.
Feel free. Sex and drugs and rock and roll and ecstasy and 10-foot poles. Adderall's your medicine. Bite down your tongue, I'll eat your soul. Quiet down and listen well. Your chest is just an empty shell. Cerebellum under spell. We'll rail your spine in cheap motels. Think you're falling off too fast. This high is way too good to last. Taste infinity. Let the words come pouring through your teeth. Through your teeth. Your chest is just an empty shell. Shift the gear to cruise control. Easy pass, let's skip the toll. Slip your tongue inside my throat. Forget the talk, let's drop a roll. I'm in love with city life. I'm blinded by the pretty lights. I look down so you can see the glitter on my gypsy eyes. I'm so tired of pickup lines and bad cologne and dollar signs. Plastic corn and fields dotted with greed and hate and pesticides. Stretch of highway, oil shrine, run on topless span of sky. Marlboro and Bud Light splatter windows in the grocery line. What's for dinner, EBT? All I eat is industry. Taste infinity and let the words come pouring through your cheek. Through your cheek. Through your cheek. I know you like it when I call you daddy. Ha! 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 I know you like it when I call you daddy, 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 daddy. Starbucks is just not enough to fill me up when times are tough. Simmer down, just take a tuff and breathe the par into your lungs. Mind is made of gooey stuff. Don't you know I like it rough, so build me up. Buttercup, the only way out is up. The only way out is up. Ooh, 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 ooh. I've heard the only way out is up. Jump on it, sit on it, get on it. I know you like it when I call you daddy. I mean, your wife basically pays you to sleep with her, so I don't get why this is any different. The only way out is up. Oh.
Dr. Susan Block Show. Yes. Amen and amen. Woohoo!
Amen and amen.
That was awesome. And
how did tacos do?
That's a strip tease. Oh my gosh.
The what?
No, we're not hungry. Well, we could. Is anybody hungry?
Anybody want any tacos?
Would you like
it's an appetizer.
A cock cake.
Sushi later.
Boob cake. We have cocks and boobs. We could also have a little wrestling.
A little what? Mm.
Well, we had the wrestling girls.
Oh, wrestling.
Wrestling. I don't know if we have room. I don't know. You'd have to do it. Kind of. You could do it. Like, can we handle a little wrestling in the middle of the room?
We can make
here?
Room.
Can we kind of make a...
We have to move people.
Move people, and some people can get
we
up there.
Polaris Circle people.
Get off for a second.
Mm, that was amazing. Beautiful. Thank you. Singing so beautifully. All right, we are having entertainments. If you like, you could, request anything you like.
I'm watch the pipes down there. Watch the pipes.
Danielle is meditating. Okay. Then just
acid?
Come here in front of me. Because there's going to be some wrestling. There's going to be some wrestling right now. So it could be kind of intense. Okay, but they're going to get somewhat naked, so you could also, yeah.
Huh? Acid.
Huh?
Wow, look at this.
Okay, we're on the show right now, folks, so don't talk to me unless you're on a microphone. You have panties, or is that a bra? Oh, that's a bra. You're going to take the bra and give it to me? Is this a present? You take the bra off, yeah. Don't talk unless you're on a microphone, Missy. I've got a bra now.
I found a bra, souvenir.
Thank you very much.
All right.
This will go on our...
GasMaskGirl.com.
Thank you, Letitia.
This go on our pantalier. We have a pantalier.
Yes, indeed. Here, you could sit over there while... I don't know, Letitia.
Ooh, with this beauty over here?
Well, there might not be room over there. You might have to sit over there.
Make
I don't know
room.
Where you can sit unless
we'll
Ron
room.
Moves over.
I love your piercings, by the way.
Okay, so now we have these two hot girls, one of whom is my assistant. And, all right.
Exactly.
And the wires. We should move the wires so, you know.
Yeah, move the wires.
Move the wires aside. Okay. Okay. And you can take off your clothes. There's no reason to keep your clothes on.
I'll be right back.
Okay. No, 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 no,
no.
Not until the women can.
Thank you. That's a feminist right there.
Okay. So we have now got... A couple of wrestling women, strong, stormy women. Uh-oh, I'm losing my groom. I've just lost him. Okay, sit up here. Up here, you have
winner
to warm Max's
seat. Winner goes against Mariposa.
There you go. I'll sit with you. You can be Max now. Okay. All right, okay, so we have wrestlers. These are Mistress Kara, who is a champion woman wrestler, and Phoenix Dawn, who is certainly doing it for Bonoboville. She's representing Bonoboville, I guess. And Mistress Kara is representing herself quite well and quite forcefully.
Wow. Mm.
And toplessly. Spanking Phoenix's
that's
pussy.
True wrestling.
Yeah, this is true wrestling. This is girl, but you know it's beautiful, like the Olympics, like a Greek
a
thing.
Coke.
Except
yeah.
No censorship.
You got a straw?
Yeah. You're wearing the right color, even.
Yes. Whoa.
Bendy.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Okay. All right. Whoa. Wow.
That's
awesome. Exciting. We've got a whole wrestling ring around us.
That was
here.
Amazing, Phoenix.
Yeah,
wow.
Folks. Okay. Can you see if you can get her shorts off?
Are there any napkins back there?
They have buttons, so don't break them. Don't break the shorts. Oh,
sit on her face.
Napkins.
Don't break those shorts. Those are nice.
Off one
I might
want to
have. Oh, yeah. You're doing a good job.
That
you're doing a good job.
Phoenix has got her hand going on down there.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
She's doing some action.
Whoa. Oh, here she goes. Well, I didn't say take the panties off, but okay. She did.
It's not a really real rose.
She did. And this is Phoenix Dodd, brothers and sisters, porn star.
This is mine.
Producer. And my lovely assistant.
Nope.
And this is Mistress Kara. Mistress Kara, maybe she's letting Phoenix get on top. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Phoenix is very persuasive and strong.
Dominate that.
Whoa. Oh my God. Whoa, careful, you guys. Oh my God.
What? Oh my
God. I'm a little worried. No, that was. You're all okay, right? Be careful. Yeah. My brother was a wrestler. Woo-hoo. This is crazy. Wow.
They're both white people.
You ever do a wrestling match like this?
Never.
I don't.
Okay, right. Have you, Lexi, been to a wrestling match like this? Pretty impressive. Okay, careful, you're going right into the seats.
I don't know who's winning. They're both doing so well.
Okay, I think they both won.
Wow.
Woohoo! That was amazing. Okay. We could do this all night, and we will.
Right.
But we want to do some other things. We're doing some other things, but that was fabulous. I think they need another hand. Mistress Kara and Phoenix Dawn.
Yeah.
We'll have you back.
At the same time.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, unless you could do it just totally naked.
Totally naked? Come on.
Whoa.
Yes.
With the great outfits.
Yes. More bonobo.
It's all good. It's all
much more bonobo.
Good. It's all good, though. I think if bonobos had clothes like that, they would have a good time wearing them. I think it's okay. I think anyway. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Look at these beautiful women.
Wow.
Beautiful, strong women. These are Wonder Women. These are the true femocratic Wonder Women. Here, take a microphone. What do you think, Danielle? We know you're a thinker.
These are the front lines of the new human evolution. This is the front lines.
Yeah. Wrestling.
Of the evolution of
and loving
the
each
new
other.
Human.
So loving. So
this
beautiful.
Is the new humanity. This is it.
Very strong.
So let's be with it, shall we?
Very
let's be
natural.
With it. Let's come with it. Yes?
Ooh.
Together?
Yes.
Shall we come together with it?
Ooh, there's some slapping going on. I don't know how to feel about that. Is that okay, you guys? Yeah, it's okay, Phoenix?
Phoenix loves it.
It's my girl.
She's not ready.
Okay. All right. I have to check this out. It's, you know, the age of... You have to be
everything
consensual.
That happens is consensual.
Well,
per the law of attraction.
That's a whole philosophical thing.
Yeah,
I am
a
not
whole
a law
philosophical
of
person.
I
know. I'm a troublemaker.
A bonobo. You are, but I love you. And I love you, I should say, not but. Ooh, look at this. Choking.
Please
speaking of
make sure she stays alive.
Yes, really. Thank you. Even the troublemaker agrees that it would be good. Okay, let's hear it again for Mistress Kara and Phoenix Dawn doing their encore. And let's have a nice song now. Let's have a love song. Can you gals just relax with each other? And just relax in each other's arms, maybe. And we have to make room for a guitarist with a guitar who is now going to sing us a love song. And this would be Jezebel Sweet, who is really very sweet and also very Jezebel. She's wicked
Jezebel.
Sweet.
It's been a long time.
And the whole Corey Feldman thing just adds spice.
Many lifetimes.
I don't understand it myself, except it's kind of crazy. It's like he's the original fake news person.
What a work
Can we
of
have
art.
A,
Do we need a, mic?
A microphone? Yeah, a mic. Absolutely. No, I don't need one. We have our mic, but... Our girl needs a mic, and perhaps someone could hold one for her. Yes, you don't need to hold your underwear, but you do need to hold a mic, perhaps, right by her.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Max, do you want to come back?
No, I'm smoking a joint.
Oh, my. Come on, sweetie. Come on back.
I'll be back in a moment.
You're going to interrupt the song?
No. Go.
Well,
go,
then
go,
come
go.
On over.
No, go ahead. Go
oh,
ahead.
Go ahead. I can't argue with him. You know, that's marriage. You have to give up at a certain point. Okay.
Oops, sorry.
So, here comes Harry. Okay. Here comes Max. Max is going to... Are you coming?
Oops,
in here? Yeah? Yeah? You coming over here? Oh, no. He's watching. He wants to check it out. Come on, honey. Come on. This is going to be a nice scene. Love song.
Oh, I'm here, right here.
Yeah, I know. But come on over here.
Where?
Right here.
Where?
We'll move her over.
No. Go.
No. She should sit right here. Come on. Sit right there. Sit right there. Let him see that you're doing that. Please.
Poor thing. She's...
Because I heard it has something to do with love.
It is your anniversary.
Okay.
Something.
Right. He got out for the lady wrestling.
You don't understand. She's on
scared.
He
was scared somebody would crash into the stands like the bull, you know? Okay. Here we are.
Okay.
And this is Jezebel Sweet with her guitar, brought to us by Ikor the Wolf, who's out there somewhere.
Ikor, right there. He's next to...
Okay, so Jezebel Sweet, live from Bonoboville on the Dr. Susan Block Show, 26th wedding anniversary.
There is something indescribable here. I'll spend my life trying to describe, but if I'm on yours, I don't mind being out of mine. My world is turning blue, tinted with the shade of you. Deep red rose lips, alabaster skin slips onto his. And I could wear my bones away, walking miles of ocean waves, but it doesn't really matter if I go or stay. I'm living in a sunshine state. I don't know what to do with how in love I am with you. Paint us over and over, violet and blue, violet and blue. Blue moon, all I ever wanted, and all I ever wanted was to dance for him again. I'm not perfect, no, I've got fault lines. San Andreas, right in the center of me. Cracks in the ground, shaped just like you. Got some Hollywood bullshit, but you're the only thing that I want to do. And I've got no way of knowing when or if or how, but I keep on waiting, remembering when you told me that we're connected forever now. And sometimes I'm not sure how much more that I can take, but I can't help how much I love the night, as much as I want the dawn to break. Blue moon, all I ever wanted, and all I ever wanted was to dance for him again. I don't wanna waste one second more. All the signs pointing straight to my fate I've ignored. And I've got a troubled, brazen way of being. But really, I just wanna give you what you've given me. And I'd say you're worth the risk. But what even is it? There's no reason to resist. None of us will live through this. And I've gone this way, and I've come this far, and I'm not turning back. There is no fault within our stars.
Not turning back.
I don't know what to do with how in love I am with you. Paint us over and over.
Sounds like us.
Violet and blue. You know what I'm saying? Violet and blue.
It's like we're pink and green. No, it's beautiful.
Blue moon.
Oh my god.
He's all I ever wanted. And all I ever wanted was to dance for him again.
Yeah. Oh, Jezebel Sweet! Live from Bonoboville in the womb room of the Dr. Susan like Block Show on the 26th wedding anniversary. Bacchanal. That was, what is the name of that song? Blue Moon. Blue Moon. Of course. Okay, everybody moon now.
Turn up green. Turn up green.
Moon time.
Dr. Susan.
Moon.
Whoa. Yeah, like if I close my eyes.
Things are falling.
We're making a mess.
Oh, she's using a vibrator. Well, come on forward and moon us, please, Miss Lexi.
But I need my rose.
Oh, no. Lexi.
Thank you.
Okay. And here is...
Careful that
Lexi Lore. Mooning for the blue moon of Jezebel Sweet.
Moon is indeed
the rose and green 26th wedding anniversary. We're a mishmash of pastel colors and other colors and all kinds of people and stuff. And what now? I think you should show us what you're doing with that vibrator and give us a little lesson of stuff.
Whoa.
Whoa, this is Lexi Lore.
I've been doing
and her toenails match the vibrator. This vibrator was provided by the Adult Warehouse outlet, I think. Is that the one that was in the box?
You know, Quentin Tarantino has a huge foot fetish. So if Quentin, you all know that, right? It's been on TV.
Yes.
So if Quentin Tarantino saw her, it'd be all over.
Whoa, Ron Jeremy is all over that leg. Oh, yeah. Okay, did you ever meet Ron Jeremy before? No. Oh, put a microphone.
Huh?
Is this the first time you have met the legendary sex icon, Ron Jeremy?
You're the only one in the world that hasn't met him.
Right. Well, now you have.
I know, right?
Everybody knows Ron.
I was
Ron.
Excited to.
Okay.
And so has your boyfriend. Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted.
Yeah, you are.
I'm enjoying the show very much. This point of view is perfect.
It's more than a show for you. She's in your lap. Wow.
I got the best seat.
But we do have a show going on here. This is great, you know, because this is the womb room, brothers and sisters. And this is Lexi Lore's womb of great lore. Yes.
We need to learn how to use these, though.
Use some the of vibrator.
Us women, yeah, some of us women at home don't know how to use it.
You know, I find that if the man says it's okay and they're good with it, the woman just finds her way with the vibrator. It's key for the partner to not be like, oh, you're using a machine. And I understand about the whole machine thing, you know, because I'm freaked out by the machines all over the place, but this happens to be a very sex positive machine. And certainly when you're in a hurry. No, I mean when you need to come, when you're a woman, it's just great. And the penis can go in there. See, there's this whole hole there. The best thing about a vibrator is mostly it's good on the outside. The vibrators that go on the inside, they're okay, but they're not what it's all about. What it's all about is clitoral vibrations, just buzzing us.
Buzzing.
Maybe it's because we are of the machine age, and unlike our distant ancestors who could do it with leaves, you know, and twigs, and each other, you know, but they did use leaves and twigs. It's not like sex toys or something new, because bonobos use sex toys. We all use sex toys. Dogs, you know, everybody rubs themselves with things, and you know, sometimes with your own species. Really nice. But yeah, vibrators, they kind of don't exist in nature unless you're talking about stuffing a hummingbird in your pants, and in that case, that would be animal cruelty. So no. There is such a thing. I've been getting into this because we're doing this magazine, and there's actually something about that. Nature and vibrations. But, you know, it is a wonderful thing to have these inventions that are so... This one is pretty much not making much sound. It's pretty still. Let's hear. It's working, I know, but it's not like your Hitachi, which goes like a tractor. It's like a Harley coming into town. Yes, that Harley.
That's called the Black and Decker Pecker Wrecker.
Yes, indeed.
Most sex therapists say, don't you know, use a dildo or do you know a vibrator every night, because some girls get more and more into it. And they put in more at the same time, and more dildos, more vibrators, and they say the guys can't compete. You know, so you gotta ease up a little bit.
What a man said.
Well, no. This is the Ron Jeremy, aka
ease up on the use of the vibrator. You know,
ease up on the use of the vibrator. I say, we can get along.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. You know, and you know, you guys, you're all asking us to ease up on the use of a vibrator, but we like using vibrators.
We all
got to ease up on each other.
I say use a vibrator as much as you need to.
Well, thank you.
But one thing you have to do is you have to take the microphone and make it Jewish.
Oop.
Took the foreskin off.
Yes,
what
you did.
What is that sound?
Well, what that sound... That is somebody doing some sort of a transitional music thing.
No.
Oh,
Dr. Block,
yes.
I have a statement about vibrators.
Okay, well, what I'd like to do, though, before we talk too much, is have some more music. Am I okay with that? And then we'll have some cake and we can talk some more. But right now, I would like to introduce... The man who needs no introduction, because he is the wolf of Bonoboville, and it's all over his shirt. And here he is with his shirt.
And happy anniversary to my daughter.
Thank you. This is Ikor, the wolf, just in case you just tuned in.
Yes, hashtag Bonoboville. You dig? Mm.
Yeah. And, another accomplished actor.
But, you know, I think I want to, I've seen you in this shirt all night, and it's good. Can somebody help me get his shirt off? Can anybody help? Can anybody help me get his shirt off? You want to help me get his shirt off, please? Yeah, oh, well, you're doing a good job, actually. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
All right, so I think, you know, there's a lot of bad girls at our anniversary.
Oh, man,
tonight.
It's a whole bunch of bad girls in here tonight.
Now, I don't know if we're going to kick the guitar.
She bad.
We maybe
she
should
bad.
Move the guitar.
She bad. They bad.
You stay here, but move the guitar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all can get up and dance if y'all want to as well. Where my gas mask girls at? They said they want to get live.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
There's some bad girls here.
Oh, she bad. Oh. Yeah. Let me hear everybody say it. She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad.
Oh, yeah. Gas mask girl.
Give me some volume, man. Give me some volume. Yeah. Look how she. Look. 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 Look.
Look, come on, yeah. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Ooh, yeah. Gas mask and go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Turn it up, eh? She got me watching, lightweight stalking, but in a smooth way, she made me say, damn. Thick like jam, 10 times dime piece, added up, silver dollar, made me holler. What up, though? Just to make my presence known, I'm a wolf, I roam, and now I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way she move that thing, shake that thing, make it bang. The whole room shake from an earthquake, damn. Baby, you got that pop, that steal the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it, back that thing up like, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Come on, let me hear y'all say it. What? She bad, y'all. She bad, what? Yeah. Can't hear y'all. What? 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 Yeah. Gas mask, yo, yo. Bang. Everybody stop. Look at gas mask, yo, pop. That thing, bang. Got him. Ready to spend some dope. Oh. We up in Bonobo, yeah. They showing me love, dub after dub. With a freaky lap dance, clap hands with a man's I don't even know. But this life is show, that deal, she ill. She said to keep your bills and strap on. Hold on real tight through these thighs and ride this thrill. I'm in it for the whole night, so give it to me. Let me have it, no static. The baddest one in the club right here, yes sir. I ain't lying, I ain't buying fake. I don't like that, she bad. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Don't stop. Cause you got me turned by the way you pop. And the way you pop, it got me hot. So don't. Come on.
Go
work that body. Work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody. Cause everybody wants to do your thing. Shake that thing. Make it bang. 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 I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way she shake her ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yes, she dying, oh my. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Woo! Yeah, that girl can go. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it. Back that thing like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that ring can go. She bad. Yeah, Doc Block, she bad. Yeah, she bad. Yeah, DMC, she bad. She bad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Like beep, 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 beep. She bad. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look Woo! How she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Gas mask, girl can go. She bad. Yeah, she bad. Gas mask, girl, she bad. Gas mask, girl, she bad.
Elena Rain girl, she is bad. Also very bad.
Yeah, Elena Rain bad. Doc Block is bad. Yeah, happy anniversary, man. Doc Block.
Yes, indeed. Live from Bonoboville, Ecor the Wolf. On.
Oh, look behind you.
Oh, wow, there's some fucking
there's
going
some fucking
on.
Going on right
whoa,
after the song.
This is inspiring.
They bad.
There's some fucking here.
There's some sliding
there's
on
some
the pole.
Fucking, whoa. Come right in here.
It's a Cobra Next. It's going down.
Now that's what I call a wedding anniversary. Yes, indeed. Young Love and Old Pervert. Love it. Woohoo! Let's hear it for Lexi, Lore,
yeah. Braces
and Brian
braces
Jameson.
All, baby.
And here comes the cake.
Braces sex.
Splash.
Braces and nose ring sex.
Darling, here's a dick. Oh,
no.
I guess
he
I get
got
the dick.
The cake.
You get the titties.
Yeah. He got the real cake over here.
Okay. And do we get some candles? Candles?
Candles?
Oh, we got to take it back. Get candles. Okay.
Candles.
Keep dancing. We need
it,
candles, you know?
Birthday.
Candles.
A hell of a show, ladies
well, we
got to
blow them out.
Let me hear you say Bonobo
Bill. It's an anniversary thing.
Bonobo Bill. Say Bonobo Bill. Bonobo Bill. Yeah, 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 yeah,
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Okay, here it comes.
Sex, baby.
Happy anniversary.
We're talking
happy
sex.
Anniversary. Happy anniversary.
I think we're getting
happy anniversary.
A cake.
Get up in that thing.
The candles.
Fuck it. Stick it. Fuck it. Stick it. Put the dick in the pussy.
Fuck it. Yeah. Oh, and yeah.
It. And stick it. And cock the leg. Don't cock the leg. Then cock the leg. Then cock the leg. Then stick it.
Yeah.
Then stick it. Then stick it. Then stick it.
Young love.
Give it to her like she
want
it.
Hot porn.
Yeah. Give it to her like she want it. Give it to her like she want it. She want
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful.
She want it. Yeah. Give it to her like she want it. She want it.
Yeah,
she want it.
They
give it to her like she
want
it. She want it, she want it. Yeah, he give it to her like she want it. Yeah, she want it, yeah, she want it. Pop that thing. Come on, boy, and pop that thing. On a Dr. Block, pop
ooh,
that thing.
Hey,
on
Susie.
A Dr. Block show.
Yeah.
He popping that,
okay,
popping that.
Okay, so, sounds like we don't have candles.
No candles.
I'm
you light
figuring.
It up, baby. You already
that
lit.
Is, I,
you
I,
already
I'm
lit,
feeling
dog.
That.
You
I'm
already
feeling,
lit,
I'm already lit. Okay, so, you know what we're going to do? We're going to start eating the cake, you know? I mean... I will just
do your thing. Do your three
give
things
you
to it.
Keep doing your rapping.
Now back to the fucking. Now,
can we
sucking.
Have a picture?
Finger sucking
over
while
here?
They fucking. Finger sucking while they fucking. Yeah, clothes off, now they fucking. Butt naked fucking. Hashtag that.
Oh,
come on. Hashtag
here
that.
Comes.
Go ahead, hit it from the back. From the back. Turn the thing over. Come on, turn the thing over. Yeah, I said turn the thing over. I said turn the thing
where,
over.
Can you let Phoenix come
over.
Through, please?
Turn the
please,
thing over.
Everybody. Harry, let Phoenix come through.
And
Harry,
hump.
What's going on here?
And hump. And hump.
And where's
and
my
hump.
Still cameras? I don't see very many
hump.
Still cameras.
And hump. And hump. And hump.
Okay. Hump. Can we have a still camera over here? And let's just put one in the tit.
Sexy thing from the back. Look at yourself.
Okay.
In the mirror.
And we're going to blow.
In the mirror. Lexi Lord.
Put your lips together. I'll blow out. I'll give your dick a blow job. You give my titties a nice
I'll give you a titties.
Yeah.
And happy anniversary to us.
Happy anniversary. Yeah. Go. Happy anniversary.
I don't want
go,
anymore.
Go. 26 more. Go. Happy anniversary. Go. Happy anniversary. Go. Now let's get back to the fucking.
Okay.
Fucking. Humping, grinding,
no.
Squirting, licking, touching, fucking, sticking, dicking.
Okay.
The pussy.
So now
so
I have
juicy,
cake in my
so
hands.
Feels so good to me. Oh.
And
yeah.
Who wants a splash?
Give it to us now. Give it to us.
Okay, come on up here, Mackenzie Barbie. Yeah, you have to
hump
take
it.
Off
watch
her outfit.
The dress.
Hump it.
Look at
don't
that dress.
Okay.
It's, someone should help her with that.
So good.
I have cake on my finger.
Because it feels so good.
Can you just...
Yeah, keep pumping for the cameras. Boy, because you're doing so good.
Doing? Just what are you doing?
So it comes off on my finger.
Okay.
Hump.
Please.
Yeah, we see more naked women getting naked. I see more hills.
Oh,
hills.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Naked drills. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, it's hot up in here. Jay Sweet, it's hot up in here tonight, huh?
It's not going to work.
Liking this? Yeah. Everybody turned on. Everybody turned on. Everybody turned on. Let me hear you say, I'm turned on. I'm turned on. I'm turned on. If you turned on in the building tonight, let me hear y'all say it with me
this.
Now. Say, I'm turned
can somebody
on.
Somebody take this.
I'm turned on. Okay. I'm freaky. I'm kinky. Yeah, I'm freaky live.
We freaky live, a bonobo denied, anniversary nigh, 26 years, that's nice. That's nice.
Put another one on you.
2 minutes. You got 2 minutes.
Okay, who wants to eat some icing?
Dr. Susie, you have 2 minutes. Our time.
2 minutes.
Our two.
Of the show.
Time to wrap it up.
All right, cowboy.
Yeah, he got a sweat on his back.
Okay.
Come on, Doc, sit on down.
I'm going to sit on down and give you my tits.
Can you send that to the bar? Yeah, watch out.
Okay.
Okay.
But don't, we're going to have it in the end picture. So don't cut it up yet. Don't cut it up.
That's okay, what we're running out of time.
Okay, so where are we? Oh, yeah, we got these. Let's do these. So where are a bunch of these? We have...
How do these work?
How do these work? Who knows? Where's Phoenix? Phoenix. Phoenix. I can't see Phoenix. Here you are. You have to give us a lesson in how to use... No. Let her back on here. Don't imprison her. Okay, here you go. So, how do these work? Who knows?
Watch out.
Who says I do? Okay, so come on back here. I'm not going to just have you do it over there. You have to come back here. All right. But you okay, what are you doing? Come on. Come on over here. Not yet. Don't do it yet. No, don't. Okay, so move over here. Over here. Over here, over here, over here. And whoops, and here, you hold that. Okay, so it's been a great anniversary. 26th wedding anniversary of Dr. Susie and Max in Bonoboville.
Right. Yeah.
Yay! Yeah. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Let's set them off.
Yeah.
Well, make love, not war. Really. Not even on Syria. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you.
All right.
Now, we're going to do a group picture.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.